This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I am with Bob Goen, who is going to be across the border at Niagara Falls View Casino Thursday night for Wheel of Fortune Live. And Bob, first off, for anybody who has watched Wheel of Fortune on television, how different is the Wheel of Fortune Live experience compared to Wheel of Fortune on television?
Well, the difference is that you get a chance to be part of it. You know, we pull people out of the audience constantly to participate in the show. There's chance for everybody to win something. And we really tried to set it up so that as many people as possible could win something. So, we're bringing up more people than ever before. You know, we've been touring the show for a few years now, and we've made a few tweaks for this tour this season. And I just love the changes that we've made to the show, because now a lot of people get a chance to come up and play. A lot of people get a chance to win something. When people win on the stage, they're playing for somebody in the audience who also wins something just by sitting there. So it's that kind of a thing. And it's the absolute genuine article of seeing Wheel of Fortune.
So even if you don't get picked to play the game up on the stage, you may not feel born lucky, but you may not end up being blacked out of any prizes.
Look at you making references to my shows that were canceled very quickly. I appreciate that. If you are shut out from being on the stage, or as you like to say, blacked out, blackout CBS 1988, then you still have a chance to win something. So that's the beauty of it.
And what are some of the mini games that are going to be held in between the main games?
Between the main game, the first act of the show, we've got all kinds of different games going on as we're selecting contestants to come up and basically try out to be part of the show that eventually happens. So there's that. We're also trying a couple of things that are off the radar of the TV show. We're doing a thing called the Wedge Game, and you're picking wedges and matching up colors and the winner. I don't want to say what the winner gets, but I am telling you right now, it is a prize that you cannot win anywhere else on the planet. So it's very cool. It's an unbelievable experience and a chance to win something that is totally unique.
Now, how many contestants get picked to be on stage?
Well, we do a couple of rounds with five contestants, and the winners of those rounds go on to play in the regular game. And then there's another round of another five contestants, who one of whom will also go to the bonus round. It's just the way they play is a different style. It's more like the first two rounds are playing like toss-up puzzles, and the third round is more like a final spin round. If you watch the show regularly, you know what I'm talking about. So that's how we select our three contestants.
Bob, you hosted the daytime version of Wheel of Fortune for a couple of years between CBS and NBC. Yeah. You're hosting Wheel of Fortune Live. What is the biggest difference for you in preparing for being at television, sitting in Hollywood at CBS, doing Wheel of Fortune back then, and doing the live tour now?
Well, the biggest difference for me is that in when I did it on television, this was many years ago, and I was really kind of just starting my career. So in those days, it was a matter of getting myself comfortable and being able to put my nerves aside and let the nerves of the contestants feed them into greatness. You know, here it's like this is like riding a bike. It's so much fun. We do it, you know, we do it pretty much every night as we travel the country. And it's a great night every night. But, you know, I'm many years past the debut I had on Wheel of Fortune television. So now I'm really so comfortable and in my happy place and just loving it.
So in a sense, Bob Goen and Wheel of Fortune are a perfect match nowadays.
There you go. See, a third reference to shows that got canceled of mine. That's very nice. If you can come up with a reference to Beat the IRS legally, you're home free.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that, but I think since the event's in Canada, Canadian residents can beat the IRS legally.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
The event on Thursday, the particulars, what should we know about getting tickets and registering to be selected?
Well, first of all, it's not only Thursday, but it's Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday as well. So we've got five shows at Fallsview coming up. And we're really psyched about being there for you know, 5 days. The Thursday, Friday, and Saturday shows are all nighttime shows. Those are 8:30 on Thursday, 9 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday and Monday are 3 o'clock matinees. And it's real simple. You just go to wheelofortunelive.com, and you can buy your tickets there. You can register to become a contestant and be part of the show. And then come out and see us. It's a quick show. You know, a lot of times people want to be in the casino. And so we build the show at Fallsview to be a little shorter and get you out back into the casino so you can have some fun. Not fun in the theater enjoying Wheel of Fortune.
Indeed. And, you know, Bob, in the Hollywood game that is the game show business, we're seeing a lot of movie star becoming game show hosts. What has differed in when the skills that needed to be a game show host back in the 80s when you started compared to now?
Well, you know, it's a little bit of a touchy subject for me because I'm very territorial about game show hosting. I think it's a very specific skill set, and it took me a long time to refine that. And so I'm very proud of the fact that I'm a game show host and not a game show host / something else. You know, I did Entertainment Tonight for 11 years, but that was always a detour for me. Game shows is what I set out to do when I was a kid. When I was 13 years old, I announced to my parents that I was going to become a game show host. And so every decision I made along that path was to be a game show host. And so I'm kind of proprietary about what it is that a good game show host can do. So, you know, if somebody who comes in as an actor or a stand-up comic or whatever it is, can hit those skill sets, I'm all for it. But it can rankle me sometimes when they don't. You know, one of the best at it, and he kind of changed the paradigm for all game show hosts, was Howie Mandel. You know, he came in with Deal or No Deal, and he did a game show host version that was different than we'd ever seen before. He was kind of like the devil in Damn Yankees. You know, he was this tempter and stalking you, you know, sort of circling you as the game went on. And that was a really unique take, and it was brilliant. And I think it led to a lot of producers thinking, well, you know, we got to get a comic now, because that's, you know, they're really good at it, because Howie was, and they soon found out that not all comics could handle it. But you know, I love being a game show host. That's how I will always, you know, I will always consider myself nothing but a game show host, even though I'm sure my obituary will say former host of Entertainment Tonight.
I know you've been touring. Have you had a chance to see how Ryan Seacrest has been doing on Wheel of Fortune?
I watched a couple of shows of his, and yeah, he's, you know, that was one of the, excuse me, that was one of the smartest hires they could have done, as far as I'm concerned, because he's a host. He knows how to host stuff. And, you know, the shows that I saw were like the first and second shows that he did. And I, you know, I saw some little nerves in there, but he'll settle and he knows what he's doing. I think it was, that was a really difficult replacement to name. You know, Sajak is as iconic as any host has ever been. And to fill those shoes was no small task. And that's why, you know, I think having Ryan come in there was the perfect get to take over for Pat, because that, you know, it's going to be seamless. You know, you're getting a guy who knows what he's doing.
All right, Bob, anything else that I've left out of you care to add?
No, just come on down to Fallsview Casino this weekend, Thursday through Sunday. We would love to see you. We've got a nice big theater there where there's room for plenty. So come on out, have a ball, stay at the casino for the weekend and enjoy yourself, because we're going to have a ball. And, you know, come up and say hi when the show's over.
All right. Well, Bob, from one aspiring game show host to one who has made a living as a game show host, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you so much. Love doing it.
Oh, my pleasure.